Opposition to South Carolina casinos high as bills appear before lawmakers. State lawmakers in South Carolina are currently weighing a controversial proposal that could pave the way for legal casino gaming in the state for the first time. If the public feedback is any indication, the bill has no chance of surviving. On Tuesday, a House Ways and Means Subcommittee heard testimony on the I-95 Economic and Education Stimulus Act, which outlines guidelines for casino development in three counties: Dillon, Marlborough, and Orangeburg. These counties are all classified as Tier 4 and are located along the I-95 corridor. The proposed legislation would also establish a state gaming commission. Despite the lengthy discussion, the subcommittee did not take a vote on the measure. The bill has sparked a divided response across the state. Supporters argue that casino development could be a catalyst for economic revitalization in some of South Carolina's most economically challenged regions. Orangeburg County Council member Johnny Ravenel observed that while many locals are excited about the potential job creation and investment, others remain cautious. He reported that community reactions have been split, with some residents eager for the economic benefits while others, especially those in faith-based communities, are concerned about the social consequences that may accompany legalized gambling. In the legislature, the proposal is also facing opposition. Representative Jordan Pace of Berkeley County has expressed concerns about the philosophical and legal implications of introducing casino gaming to South Carolina. His stance reflects a broader skepticism among lawmakers who question whether casino gambling aligns with the state's values and long-standing prohibitions on most forms of betting. Religious groups have also voiced strong resistance. A joint letter from the Catholic Diocese of Charleston and the South Carolina Baptist Convention publicly opposed the current gambling-related bills being discussed. Their objections center on the risks of gambling addiction and the impact on families, particularly in low-income communities where residents might be more vulnerable to such problems. The groups pointed out that placing casinos in economically distressed areas could exacerbate existing social challenges. Real estate developers try to sway sentiment. At the same time, there are active efforts from private developers to promote casino projects as a new economic engine. Wallace Cheeves, a principal at the Santee Development Corporation, has proposed a $1 billion privately funded casino at the site of the old Santee Outlet Mall along Interstate 95. His company's projections suggest significant economic returns, including over $75 million in annual tax revenue, the creation of nearly 4,600 jobs across various categories, and an influx of over 4 million annual visitors. A broader one-time employment impact of nearly 7,000 workers and over $400 million in labor costs is also estimated. Despite these optimistic forecasts, developers face several hurdles. The bill stipulates stringent requirements for any casino operator, including a $500,000 non-refundable application fee, a $2 million refundable licensing fee, and a $500,000 annual renewal fee. Additionally, applicants must submit a comprehensive economic impact study and commit at least $200 million toward infrastructure and property development at the proposed site. These requirements are designed to ensure that only serious investors with substantial capital and long-term plans can qualify for consideration. Yet even if the legislature approves the bill, the road ahead remains uncertain. Governor Henry McMaster has already voiced his opposition to legalized gambling, stating that South Carolina can find better alternatives to generate tax revenue. Without the governor's support, and amid strong opposition from both lawmakers and religious groups, the bill's prospects remain bleak.